Good morning. The first scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark. I'll be reading Mark 14, verses 12 through 16. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the household, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room? Where am I to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready, there prepared for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Our next scripture lesson continues in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 22 to 26. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." This too is the word of God for the people of God.
May we share in our litany of the palms. crosses of palm unite us in our devotion to Jesus of Nazareth and focus our gaze on the King, the Lamb, the Son of God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humbled and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering, acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hid their faces. He was despised, and we held him of no account. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, forgive us for being spectators. Often we watch the parade passing by and we're hidden in the crowd. We would rather escape the cost of reaching out, of standing up, of being singled out. We say our hosannas and we wave our palm branches and we go our own way. So often it seems we worship out of a sense of obligation rather than of our desire and our hope. Fill us, O Lord, with a sense of awe and wonderment. And in your presence, may we celebrate and gather this holy week. May each of us experience and find forgiveness and grace for the living of these days. And through the cross and through the empty tomb, may this be a week of renewal. A week, O God, that we experience the Christ. Help us to truly experience this Holy Week, this Easter season, the coming and the presence of Christ and life eternal. Our hope and our prayer this Holy Week. Amen.
I'll be reading from the Living Bible translation, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. I know very well how foolish it sounds to those who are lost when they hear that Jesus died to save them. But we who are saved recognize this message as the very power of God. For God says, I will destroy all human plans of salvation, no matter how wise they seem to be, and ignore the best ideas of men, even the most brilliant of them. So what about these wise men, these scholars, these brilliant debaters of this world's great affairs? God has made them all look foolish and shown their wisdom to be useless nonsense. For God, in his wisdom, saw to it that the world would never find God through human brilliance, and then he stepped in and saved all those who believed his message, which the world calls foolish and silly. It seems foolish to the Jews because they want a sign from heaven as proof that what is preached is true. And it is foolish to the Gentiles because they believe only what agrees with their philosophy and seems wise to them. So when we preach about Christ dying to save them, the Jews are offended, and Gentiles say it's all nonsense. But God has opened the eyes of all those called to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, to see that Christ is the mighty power of God to save them. Christ himself is the center of God's wise plan for their salvation.
From the Revised Standard Version, I'm reading John 11, verses 25 through 27. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who is coming into the world." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.